Hello, I'm Eric Olson with Smart Pot Fabric Planters, and this week our guest is Rebecca, who goes by Happy Heart Gardens on Instagram. She is a passionate gardener who lives in southern Alabama, and she's also a big fan of growing in Smart Pot containers. We wanted to get her on to talk about her gardening journey. So, Rebecca, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks, Eric, and hello to everyone. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for your time today. First, I love your social media persona, Happy Heart Gardens. How did you come about with that name?
Oh my gosh. So I've been gardening for years and a friend of mine was like, you need to get on YouTube or like Instagram or something. And I'm like, I don't know, you know, what am I going to be? And then I just thought, Happy Heart, like it really gives me a happy heart. And I hope other people will have a happy heart sort of, you know, seeing what I'm doing. I'm just trying to encourage everyone that gardening doesn't have to be complicated. You know, you can, anybody can do it. So that's nice. Where it came from.
Yeah. For some reason that sounds like a title that my mom would have picked for her own page. If she would have picked one, she's got thankful on her license plate. So I don't know. That just rang home for me for a minute.
That's great. Well, I'm also very much an old soul. So that kind of makes sense.
I am too. So you're currently residing in southern Alabama, but you formerly lived in Pennsylvania. How or why did you move all the way down to the Gulf Coast?
Sure, absolutely. So I'm from northern Pennsylvania. I grew up on a dairy farm there in a very small town. Great way to grow up. And then I was in the land of Harley Davidson. So I worked at a dealership and met my husband through a performance consulting group. And he lived down here, so here I am.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
A big gardening change.
Yeah, I'll say. I grew up in Wisconsin, lived in Southern California for 15 years, and moved to your neck of the woods about 3 years ago. And yeah, it's a whole different world. Somebody told me that you're supposed to drink water, not breathe it. So that's been my biggest challenge with living down here.
Yeah, it's definitely been a challenge, but it's been great. I mean, you can garden year round, which is of course a plus. And it's, you know, but it's different.
Yeah, it's got its own set of challenges. So from viewing your Instagram page, it looks like you're growing a little bit of everything. What's your favorite thing to grow where you're at?
Sure. Yeah. Definitely. Like I said, I grow pretty much year round. Love growing all the things. Probably like potatoes and grow bags, smart pots are for sure on the very top of my list just because it's so easy. I tell everyone, I'm like, if you want to get into gardening, don't start with a tomato, start with potatoes. They're kind of, you know, foolproof, I think. Tomatoes, they're divas. So yeah, potatoes, carrots. I love pumpkins, but I grow them in Pennsylvania because they don't cooperate down here. And beans. I think beans are like such a huge, easy thing to grow. There's so many varieties. You know, you can use them as companion plants. Like there's just so many benefits to beans.
Yeah, I've heard that beans are tough to grow when temperatures get above 85, 90 degrees. Do you kind of stop growing beans in the summer or are you finding that you're still successful?
So I don't stop growing beans. I just change what beans I grow. So some of your like more Asian varieties, like the noodle beans or the long beans, they call them, they'll take the heat. Anything with, you know, that comes from like Thailand, the Philippines, they're used to that environment. So you can still get beans. And then of course we have just a plethora of black eyed pea options that of course love the heat.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. So how did you develop your gardening passion in the first place? Was that self-taught or did you grow up with a good gardener in your family?
No. So like I mentioned, I grew up on a dairy farm and I feel like my parents probably had a garden at some point. I mean, I know they did, but I was the sort of extreme baby. My siblings are a lot older, 10 and 14 years older than me. So when I came around, things were kind of different. But we, you know, of course we had crops, we grew corn, oats, that type of thing. And then once I got out on my own and got like my own place, I was like, I'm going to just start a garden. And it's just been growing exponentially, so to say, ever since then.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
So you grew up in Pennsylvania. Is there anything that you were growing up there that you really struggle with down here in the Gulf Coast? I know you had mentioned pumpkins. Is there anything else?
Oh my gosh. It just seems like up there, it's so much easier. So I actually still grow a garden up there at my mom's house. So I'm going up in a couple of weeks and I'll plant the garden and my mom will help. And then she'll kind of tend it a little bit during the summer and then we'll go back and harvest the pumpkins. That's pretty much like how low maintenance it is up there. You can just kind of like dig a little spot in the dirt, plant something, and it will just grow. I feel like down here things, you know, we have so many more fungal issues, you know, the heat, like you mentioned, the pest pressure is just off the charts. Not that we don't have, you know, pests and that type of thing up there too, but it's just a lot different down here. Pumpkins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's easier to grow up north, but the window is smaller than down here on the Gulf Coast.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Like I said, we'll just go like you pretty much have like June. Again, we're at the very top of Pennsylvania. I believe she's in 6A. I'm not sure now that they changed and I don't put too much into the whole zone thing, but pretty much from like June to like September, October is like all we have.
It's a short and sweet season. I mean, there are ways to extend your season, you know, using hoop houses and greenhouses and whatnot.
Sure.
But
yeah,
but nice.
Kind of simple. We do, like I said, we'll do tons of pumpkins. We do bush pumpkins, which is something else I think a lot of people don't or aren't familiar with. So lots of times when you think pumpkins, you think, oh my gosh, I have to have like so much space because pumpkins are vining. But there's a ton of varieties of bush pumpkins, so they'll stay smaller, more compact, so you don't have to have a huge garden space to grow pumpkins.
Oh, that's fun. So will they grow on like a tomato cage or something like that?
They're going to be bigger than that. I mean, they're still going to, you know, bush out. You know, I would say give yourself 3 feet around or so, but a lot more manageable than, say, 20-foot vines, you know. And you Certainly. Can grow big pumpkins. I mean, we've grown large pumpkins, like 10-pound pumpkins on, you know, a bush that was maybe 3-4 feet across.
Nice. Yeah. For people who don't have a huge yard, you know, a pumpkin can be pretty intimidating to grow, but that's cool that they have bush pumpkin varieties. I didn't mm-hmm. really even know that.
Yeah. And there are some that will grow more in the warmer heat too. Like anything that's like a Moscata variety. There's a Seminole pumpkin. They just tend to be more of like the butternut squash variety.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. What are some of the challenges that you're dealing with as a gardener, pest or disease or otherwise motivation perhaps?
Right. that is one thing I think growing in the South, sometimes it's because it's never ending. Like there's always like something to plant, you know, there's always a growing season. We don't have that natural winter break, I feel like. So sometimes it can be overwhelming if you let it. I've known that, you know, it seems like I just get like the summer stuff out and somebody's like, when are you going to start the winter, you know, the fall garden? I'm like, oh my gosh, like I just picked up seed starting. I don't want to have to think about like seed starting again, but it's a constant here, as you know. So that sometimes can be a challenge. Of course, pests are bad. Pickle worms, melon worms, that type of thing. Fungal issues, all the things, but just try to stay ahead of it. I've learned, let's say I've been here 10 years. So I'm really trying to be more preventative, especially with fungal things, you know, spraying before the rain, really, you know, looking for those bad pests when they're small and getting on top of it. And also knowing too that pests are part of the process. Like you're not going to have a perfect garden. Things are going to, you know, get eaten up. Things are going to die. Like that's just part of the process and that's okay. Like, you're not a bad gardener, but,
I know. I feel like a lot of people get discouraged by pest and disease issues, but if you just go into it, just assuming you're going to have some loss to that, it makes it a little bit more bearable, I think.
Oh, definitely. And lots of times the good pests show up too. I've noticed that like the longer my garden goes, it sort of, you know, becomes its own ecosystem, its own little microclimate, you know? So of course I have lots of flowers and herbs to also encourage those good guys to come into, you know, and sort of help me get the bad guys.
Yeah. Around my area, not right now, but in a month or two, we'll have a plethora of dragonflies. So I can't wait until those guys show up and start eating away at the mosquitoes and other bugs that are bugging me.
Yeah, and the damselflies, yeah, they're I seem to have a lot of them, more so them than the dragonflies, but yeah.
Nice.
I need to
nice.
Every army worm, they need to show up at my house.
Yeah. So what are some of the highlights of gardening for you? Like, what are you, I guess, getting out of gardening?
Sure. I mean, besides, growing my own food, which is always exciting. I don't care how long you've been doing this. I mean, I've been gardening 15 plus years easily. Every time I harvest something I grew, it's amazing to me. It is like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I grew this. Especially like if it was like from a seed, it's like, how is this possible? Like, it's just, for me, it's the wonderment. It's just going out and like seeing what's happening that day. Really just like an escape. I really got big into putting it here on Instagram when I lost my dad. So it was a really big, I don't want to say distraction, but I guess you could say that, something else to like really focus on and think about instead of just, really sitting so hard in my grief. But I mean, gardening's fantastic. There's so many benefits. You're outside, you're out of your own mind. You know what I mean? You're focused on something else. Everybody should grow something.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I don't know, for me, whenever I'm picking some produce, in the back of my mind, I'm just thinking, oh, this is saving me money at the grocery store. This is one less thing that I got to be buying to fuel
Absolutely.
my body for the day.
Oh yeah, I know. I love it. I mean, this time of year, I mean, I'm getting like just dairy products, bread, that type of thing at the grocery store. It's awesome. Just
Yeah,
walk
yeah,
right
yeah.
past the aisle.
And it's so much fresher too. I mean, even if you're shopping organic produce, like you're not going to get organic food that was picked like that day or the day before. It took at least a few days to get to your supermarket. So
Oh my
keep the
gosh, absolutely.
freshness.
Yeah, and you don't know like how far away it came from, and who just yeah the whole process. Yeah, and like you said, even if you're buying organic, there's still so many things involved. Not like you just walking out and picking it yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you've been using smart pots for a little bit in the garden. Would you recommend them to other gardeners? And what are, I guess, some benefits for you that you've been seeing?
Oh my gosh, absolutely would recommend. Especially like if you're a new gardener, I think it's just an easy way to, sort of get into it. Like get yourself a couple pots, throw whatever it is you want to grow in there, even a pepper plant, something like that. And see, how you like it before. I think people think, "Oh my gosh, I have to like till up my yard. I have to go through this whole process." And it doesn't have to be that complicated. You can start small. And the other great thing with the smart pots is, well, I already mentioned the potatoes. Like they're If you want to grow potatoes, to me, it's just a no-brainer because I just then get out a tarp, you dump it out, you can recycle the soil. I mean, it's easy peasy. But also, I had overwintered some peppers in my smart pots. So then, when we were getting those cold snaps, I could easily just take them in the garage. I wasn't having to cover them. Just the flexibility is just—it's fantastic.
Yeah, love it. Love it.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite gardening tip that you've learned over the years that you'd like to pass on? Or if you want to keep it a secret, let me know and we can move to the next question.
No secrets. Just do it, and just like know that you can't really make a mistake, or even if you do, like it's okay. Like that's all part of the process. Like we mentioned, you're gonna have pests. It's okay if there's like some holes in your plants. Like that's totally normal. You're not a bad gardener. Just keep going. And if your harvests don't look Instagram worthy, that's okay too. Like you still grew food.
That's right. And Mother Nature, she might not always cooperate too, so it's just
Oh,
like, yeah, don't get discouraged. Just know that failure to some part in gardening is a part of gardening.
for sure. Yeah. And I think growing up on a farm, I mean, we really saw that, because of course we're gardening on a large scale. And, Mother Nature, again, is always in control. And even, it might be setting, like there's you just have to keep going on. And that's how, my parents always were. They just, well, you just adapt and overcome, and do what you can. You don't just quit because, it didn't turn out the way you wanted. You just keep going.
Yeah, when you're a farmer, it's like, well, what else are you gonna do? You just keep plowing ahead, look forward to the next season, right? Even if doesn't work out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And grow what you like too. I think that's another important thing. Don't just because you see everybody growing like this cool thing. If you don't, you know, if you don't like asparagus, don't grow asparagus. You know, grow what you want to eat, you know, or if you just want to grow all flowers, then just grow all flowers. Like, it's okay.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with ornamentals, because, you know, you can always cut them, bring them in the house, and then you're saving $10, not going to Trader Joe's or whatever for a bouquet.
Right.
Love it. And you're bringing those pollinators in, which is going to help your regular garden or your neighbor's garden for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca, where can people find you on social media, and what are you posting?
Sure. So I'm primarily on Instagram as Happy Heart Gardens. So it's Happy Heart Gardens, plural, because like I mentioned, I have mostly the garden in South Alabama, but then I do garden in Northern Pennsylvania as well. So that's why we have two gardens. And I post, oh my gosh, all the things. So harvesting, planting, pests, some recipes, preserving tips, general garden craziness.
Yeah, your feed is awesome. You do, you know, a lot of stories, and, you know, mm-hmm. I just feel like I'm right there walking the garden with you as you're doing your garden tours, you know. So on that note, thank you for being a Smart Pot gardener and being a part of our influencer team. And
yeah,
I almost forgot to mention, if you guys are watching this podcast and you want to get a little discount on Smart Pots at smartpots.com, Smart Pots plural, because no one ever uses just one.
No.
Yeah, we have a discount code for you, Happy Heart Gardens. So enter that at checkout and you'll get a little discount on your Smart Pot order. So Rebecca, on that note, thank you so much for your time today and for being a Smart Pot gardener.
Yeah, thank you for having me.